And welcome back to the Moms That Say It All Wrong,
but want to get it right.
I'm Shauna.
And I'm Jen.
I am the mother of a non-binary child who goes by the pronouns they, them.
And I am the mother of a two-spirited child that goes by the pronouns of she, they.
Today we are going to dive into what's in a name. I think in previous podcasts, I've talked about when my child came out as being a part of the LGBTQIA+ community. There was no shock factor. I was not surprised at all. About a month and a half later, we were in the car and they said, "There's something else I want to tell you." Not going to lie. I got a little nervous, probably held my breath and said, "What?" And the response was, "I want to go by they, them." I was still okay. "And I want to change my name." And I said, "No." And the tears came. And I realized that no may not have been the best answer. So I backed up and I said, "Okay, first I need to know why. I shouldn't have said no right away. I need to know the reason why." And I'll be honest, even though I was asking the reason why, the answer was still no in my head. No matter what the reason that came out of her mouth, the answer was still no. So I tried to be more supportive and listen to what was going to be shared. And they told me that they just didn't feel like their birth name. And I was at a loss. Like, what do you mean you don't feel like your birth name? That's something that you create. You create the meaning of your name. When my parents named me Shauna, I don't feel like they thought that I was going to be doing a podcast or that I was going to end up on the career path that I'm on or that I would be who I was or who I am today. I claimed that and I decided what Shauna was going to mean for me or what that was going to do for my identity. And I wanted the same for my child. Yes, we gave you this name. Full disclosure, there's zero meaning behind it. There was a baby book and we were looking through names and this one sounded really good and her dad picked it and I gave it the okay and we moved on. I just wanted my child to claim who they were and create who they are. And this name was the title of that.
Right. I mean, very Shakespearean, like we talked about. I mean, yeah. Rose by any other name would still smell just as sweet. The clothes don't make the man. You know, all those things and stuff. It's right. You make who you are. You define the name. The name does not define you.
Right. And my concern was, if you change your name, are you hoping that the whole world's going to change with you? Does the world not accept the fact that you're a part of the LGBTQIA+ community because of your name? And are you believing that by changing your name, now the world's going to accept it? Because that's not the case. And I didn't want my child to feel like all my problems are going to go away by changing my name. Because that's not how it works. You've got to work through those issues. Then I started to think about conversations you and I have had. You have two names.
Mm-hmm.
When I first met you, I only knew you by one. I actually went to go work for you. I was supposed to have an interview with Anne, and I didn't know who this Anne person was because my friend Jen over here owned the company. I remember walking in going, "I have an interview with Anne." And Jen raises her hand and goes, "That's me." And I was so confused.
My child is two-spirited and I'm split personality. So no, but I mean, what's in a name has been a topic in my household for a very long time. When I was in graduate school, I'm applying for jobs. My name is Jen. The history of it was started in kindergarten. There are five Jennifers and everyone wanted to be Jennifer. So I went by Jenny. You know, everyone wanted to be different names. So my name has been some variation of Jen, Jenny with IE, with a Y. Now it's Jen with two N's, and I'm very strong about that second N. But when I send out my resumes, I'm super geeky. I want to be a tax attorney, and I have my master's degree and all these things. I wanted to get back, and I wanted to get in the workforce and then go back to school later to finish my law degree. And I would interview with attorneys, and time again, "I have a niece named Jennifer, and you know what? I'm going to give her the same advice that I'm going to give you. Or, you know what? You're totally qualified for this job, but you want to go back to law school, and I think you should just go straight on. I'm not going to hire you even though you're qualified." All because they had a niece, a daughter, a granddaughter. They felt entitled to give me personal advice. They knew better for me than I knew for myself.
Well, and they had a connection to that name.
Right. There was a connection to the name. This was also during Jennifer Flowers, where she took down a presidential candidate because of their affair. There was all kinds of connotations going along with it. And my mother actually sent me an article about what's in a name and how women named Jennifer were having such a terrible time. So I did a social experiment. I sent out same resume, same paper, same envelope, same everything, same day. Jennifer never got a job. Anne did. Anne has a fabulous career.
So the world did treat you differently.
Right. The world,
based on what your name was.
On what my name was. But the world also treated me differently based upon Anne. Anne is very respected. Anne right. is intelligent. Anne does not have to justify her degrees and her 35 years of experience or any of this stuff. Jennifer had to fight everything and still could get enough. Anne had it when walking through the door. So what's in a name? I think there's lots of stories.
There are. And I had to reflect on the story that you told me, and I still was searching because my child does have a pretty common name it was the number one name that year. And I thought, maybe this is part of it. I also talked with other moms. One in particular was sharing with me that their child had experienced trauma and decided that their birth name was associated with that trauma. By quote unquote killing the name or making the name dead, that trauma went away. And now I'm going to be reborn as this new name and move forward. And although I don't know if that's what was going on with my child, because my child didn't express that. My child did go through some trauma. And so then I started to question, wait a second, are they trying to get rid of that trauma and kill that trauma and kill the name at the same time? I don't know. There's so many other stories that are related to trauma and killing or reclaiming names. I know that you have another one.
Yeah, we just heard a story from a young woman that never was thrilled with her birth name until she got into a relationship, and the relationship was very manipulative and controlling. This person tried to change her name, call her another name, in order to attempt to basically take the identity of everything that she came in with and merge her into this whatever person they wanted her to be. And now that same person is very proud of their birth name because they chose it. They took it back. They reclaimed who they were before this toxic relationship they were in. But again, that was their choice to say, this is me. They're bearing another name.
Well, and we have another friend who I actually went to lunch with, both her and her son. And he was describing in high school, it was a rough time for him. And he really felt like his name was associated with a lot of really bad things. And he had a bad reputation. He was not a bad kid, but there was a lot of things that were associated with him that may or may not have been deserved. And he wanted to start over. When I talked about my child wanting to change their name, he brought up the fact that nobody listened to him when he wanted to make that change. Nobody respected the fact that he wanted to kill that reputation. He wanted to start over. He really, really wanted to do over. And in his mind, that name change was a part of that. And everyone just kind of dismissed it. And everyone thought it's just a phase. And sitting there at lunch, he just described the hurt and the pain that was associated with them not listening and not allowing that change. And that's when it hit me of how dare I say no. That's not fair. So we are working through it, but I forget a lot. And it's easier for me. I'm sure you've heard me slip up in the podcast multiple times, but it's easier for me to sit here and talk about them and use the name Rowan until they walk into the room. And then there's something in my brain that just switches, and I go back to saying she, I go back to saying their birth name, and I can see the frustration and hurt in their eyes. And it's not that it's something that I'm intentionally trying to do. In the beginning, yes. Once I realized how painful this could be, no. The last thing I want to do is hurt my kid.
Right. But by not intentionally changing those habits, we are unintentionally harming. When we talk about the fears, and I think this comes up a little bit in every podcast, we are the ones that hurt our children the most because mm-hmm. they're so prepared to deal with this stuff with the outside world, with strangers, with other stuff. But the people who love them and they know love them the most, we are the ones that can hurt the most because we're not trying harder. How do we make these changes? I'm sitting here with a rubber band on my wrist. When I don't say the right thing, I snap myself as kind of a reminder. But is it a two-way street?
Lots of parents have reached out and they have said things that their child's angry or gets mad. And I understand where that anger comes from. I get it. I have an interesting spelling of my name, and everyone in my family, in my friend group, in my work group spells it wrong. And every time they do, there's a tinge that like, ugh, really? How long have you known me? However, if I get angry and mad every time someone makes that mistake, because it truly is just a mistake, they're not going to work to correct it. And so when I talk with my child and when people make mistakes, we talk deeply about how important it is to model the grace that you want from others. You want others to understand how different you are. And I love the difference. You want others to accept all these things about you, and they should accept that. In turn, you have to accept they're going to make mistakes, especially folks that have known your child or my child for years upon years, because that's the habit they're in. That's what they have known. That's what their brain goes to. If they're making a solid conscious effort to show appreciation for that effort, and you can give a look when it's the wrong pronoun or it's the wrong name, but to lash out isn't going to help anyone.
Right. Then we're just afraid to say anything. Then we just, human nature is just to avoid. We want acceptance. We don't want avoidance.
Because then you're not a part of the conversation at all, because I'm so afraid I'm going to say the wrong name. I'm going to say the wrong pronoun.
I'm going to make you mad, or I'm going to upset you, or I'm going to be in trouble through these things. I think there's a responsibility on both sides. They're prepared to deal with that the outside world. It's the inside world. We need to ask for a little forgiveness and let them know, of course, we love you. We're not trying to do this out of disrespect. We're not trying to do this. It's going to take us some time.
We've got some muscle memory of your gender as we knew it before, or as your name as we knew it before. And then there's children who are just really trying to figure it out. And I think we always have to open the door that if you want to reclaim your name, you can at any point. It is okay and it's acceptable. If you have this other name and you've decided that that's not really who you are, and it's a different name, that's okay too. There have been some questions about, when do you legally change your name? And anyone who has gone through marriage or divorce or anything with a name change, you know how insanely hard that can be and cumbersome in legal documents and all of those pieces.
Trying to get a loan later in life. Right. I'm the parent that, to show my acceptance, I'm going overboard. You want this name? Okay, let's go down to the Social Security Administration. We're going to get it changed. And
I'm not. So I'm like, let's just back up and let's just
because
wait.
I haven't had a name change. These are all things that I learned that it's like, oh, I hadn't thought about if you go through a loan. Why do you have all these names?
My little piece of advice was go by whatever name you want to go by. Most schools will let kids go by whatever nickname they want to go by. Most teachers want to know, what do you want to go by? Mm-hmm. And go by that. Get through school and then decide if after school is over, if that's when you want to legally change your name. Otherwise, later in life, it's much harder if you've had 4 or 5 name changes before the end of high school or the end of college. But as we're figuring it out, it's a process. You can change your name 15 times if you want to. I'm not going to remember it because that's a lot of name changes, but we can try to figure it out together.
And we're just old.
Right? If we're going to change it too often, you're going to have to wear a name tag. Just saying, because I just can't remember that often.
What's in a name? The gut instinct of, you make your name. You choose your name. You make it what it is still correct.
Right.
As parents, we need to get over our issues as...
I gave you this name.
I gave you this name, yeah.
My child's new favorite saying is a name like a gift that a parent gives them. And you just hope that they like it, but you have to accept if they want to give it back. And although it was painful in the beginning, now that I've gone through the process and learned why so many other people have wanted this name change, it's easier for me to accept that she doesn't like my gift. And she wants to return it.
Well, the lesson that you taught me, I hold on to everything. And if somebody gave me a blouse, the next time I see them, I will wear that blouse. And the lesson you taught me was nobody gave you a gift to be a burden.
Right.
And that has been hugely freeing because now I can get rid of all those ugly jackets and blouses. Everything was done out of love. Nothing was done to be a burden.
So if the name that we gave our child is a burden, then let's release that burden and follow their lead. Let's figure out what name they want to be.
All right. So until next time, let's keep on loving our children, loving ourselves,
and trying to say it right.